Bible reading number 121. 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 21. Yahweh called Samuel. The boy Samuel was serving Yahweh under the supervision of Eli. In those days, Yahweh did not speak directly to people very often. There were very few visions coming from God. Eli's eyes were so weak that he was almost blind. One night, Eli was lying in bed. Samuel was also in bed, near Yahweh's holy tent. The holy chest of God was in the holy tent. God's lamp was still burning. Then Yahweh called out to Samuel. Samuel answered, "Yes, I'm here." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Yes, I'm here. Did you call me?" But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. Yahweh called him again,
"Samuel."
And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Yes, I'm here. You called me?" Again Eli said, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet really know Yahweh. Yahweh had not spoken directly to him yet. And Yahweh called out to Samuel for the third time. So Samuel got up from his bed and went to Eli. He said, "Yes, I'm here. You called me?" Then Eli realized that Yahweh was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go back to bed. If God calls out to you again, say this, 'O Yahweh, speak. I am your servant, and I am listening.'" So Samuel went back and lay down in his bed. The always present one came and stood there. And Yahweh called out as he did before. He said,
"Samuel, Samuel."
And Samuel said, "O Yahweh, speak. I am your servant, and I'm listening." Then Yahweh said to Samuel,
"Listen, I am going to do something in Israel. It will shock those who hear about it. At that time, I will confirm to Eli everything that I stated regarding his family. I will not stop until I have finished. I have told Eli that I will forever punish his family line. I will do this because Eli knew that his sons were doing evil things. Nevertheless, he did not control them. So, to Eli's family line, this is what I vow. Your guilt will never be atoned for by any sacrifice or any offering."
And Samuel remained in bed until morning. Then he opened the doors of the holy tent of Yahweh. But Samuel was afraid to tell Eli about the vision. But Eli summoned him and said, "Samuel, my son?" Samuel answered, "Yes, I'm here." Eli asked, "What did Yahweh say to you? Please, don't hide it from me. May God punish you terribly if you hide from me anything that he spoke to you." So Samuel told Eli all the words. Samuel did not hide anything from him. Then Eli said, "He is Yahweh. Let God do what he thinks is best." The always present one continued to be with Samuel as he grew up. Yahweh did not let any of Samuel's messages fail to come true. Then all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a true prophet of Yahweh. And Yahweh continued to appear to Samuel at Shiloh. He also revealed himself to Samuel through his word.